Can I Say a Skater Boy Fancast. I'm Sabra Kojas.
And I'm May from the podcast. What's up, gang? That did feel like it should be followed it by air horns. The delivery was very air horn worthy.
Today in Avril news, there's a new Avril podcast. That's not what we're talking about today. We'll talk about it in the future, but it's just like the thing that's happening as we're recording this, something that you guys won't hear till 2 months from now.
Yeah. Although you're hearing it today, real time. If you have Avril Google alerts on, which you should,
yes.
You're yes. Just not a true fan if you don't.
I don't have Avril Google alerts, but I do follow a Twitter account called Avril Lavigne News. And I feel like that's
the same thing. Yeah.
If anything, it's more extensive because it includes like so and so followed Avril on Instagram.
Yes. Wow. That's granular.
I know. I don't know how they're like sourcing that news, you know?
That's a great question. If you know, let us know.
If you're the runner, what's the word? Like the person who runs the Twitter account? What would that be called? Yeah.
Sure. Runner.
It's definitely not saying, runner.
Get ready. This is what I thought you were saying when I heard runner. So when a Supreme Court opinion comes down.
The running of the interns.
Interns run with that. I was picturing like, in order to be the first to break Avril news, you're just like, I guess standing outside her house, perhaps. And just like, looking over her shoulder while she follows people or unfollows people on Instagram and like running to the person who posted it on Twitter instead of you yourself just posting it on Twitter. You're the runner for that.
So the running of the Avril Lavigne news interns.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there's a new Avril podcast that's solely about the conspiracy theory, which is kind of an insane thing for a podcast because that's a really old conspiracy. And also, I did see a very interesting tweet that was like, Avril actually almost died of Lyme disease. Like, it's really rude to, like, be joking that she's dead.
Yes. And we've kind of gone through why we think that the conspiracy theory is not only BS, which we all know that it is, but, like, insulting?
Yeah, and it was never intended to be real. It was intended to be fan fiction.
Correct.
So, anyway, we will listen to that podcast for a future episode and tell you guys all about it so that you don't have to listen to it and encourage that non-sensory, that's not the word.
Yes. No, it worked. And also, again, the purpose of language is to convey meaning. That's another key core belief of this podcast.
So, that's a future episode, but today we're talking about Avril Lavigne is not like other girls.
No, she is not.
I kind of wanted you to air horn me on that, but that's fine.
You're right, I should have. Criminal activity.
It is. Too late now. This is an episode where we are going to dissect some Avril Lavigne lyrics, and by dissect, I really just mean read them. They're not that, like, there's not a lot of hidden meaning in these.
Really? For an Avril song?
And we are going to discuss songs specifically in which Avril is telling us that she is not like other girls, which is her whole brand. Today we call it a pick me, but back then it was called other girls. Do you want to start with Dumb Blonde?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think this really encapsulates the attitude, right? It's like creating a whole type of girl that you're not.
Yes.
Now, granted, as we've touched upon on the podcast before, you can read this as, you know, the patriarchy ? Or some other source made up a girl to mock.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not that girl because no one is that girl. But number one, some people are that girl for sure. And you are being mean to them. But number two, I don't know. You can be subversive and like actually turn something that the patriarchy TM did create on its head. Or you can just like mock women like this. I think it's missing the mark, as we've touched upon before.
Yeah, I think this song is really, really hard because I think it came out of maybe an ex of hers or something calling her a dumb blonde and then her saying, no, I'm not. And so I do want to believe that she intended this to be like, I'm not the stereotype that you're thinking of, but does it do that? I don't know.
Right. Like, if you look at what she says about it, what she told Entertainment Weekly, she said, it's something I actually went through where I had an experience with someone calling me a dumb blonde. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Not cool. I was like, oh, that's a good concept and title. It started as a misogynist intimidated by my independence. I just thought that was really unfair. If you're a leader or you're a strong woman or someone who has an opinion or is driven, I love Avril and the way she talks. Because she's like, if you're blank or blank or blank or blank or blank, and it's like they all roughly mean the same thing or just variations on a theme that were not necessary. Anyway, you should not be made to feel bad about it. Men or anyone for that matter should embrace that and not put you down because of their own insecurities. So that's what really this song is about. And what I like is that this genius sanitator took that quote and wrote, Levine refuses to classic stereotype, the classic stereotype that hinders women on the journey to independence. She owns her own business and is willing to prove she can look the way she wants and be successful. I like that, like, being a professional musician is owning your own business. Like, do the they MLM mean, energy.
Yeah, do they mean, like, Abby Dawn, though?
But, like, is that a business even?
Does it exist anymore?
I just love being like, she's a celebrity. That girl owns her own business.
She is a girl boss.
She's a girl boss. I would love to actually do, and this isn't really the right thing for this episode or this podcast in general, but I would love to sort of do a close reading of this song as it relates to MLMs, because I do think it's the ultimate MLM song.
We've said that. We very much feel.
Wow. I'm not surprised that I've said that before, but I'm disappointed that I don't remember.
In your defense, I have to listen to everything we say twice, once when we physically say it, and then again when I edit it, and you don't have to do that unless you choose right. to listen to the episodes, which you used to do, and then you had a baby, and instead of listening to the podcast, you listened to your baby.
I have actually listened to a couple episodes since having that baby, but lately, it's just my life is chaos. It's just a mess. We don't need to get into it, but I don't have time for anything.
Do you want to just quickly read the first verse/chorus of Dumb Blonde?
You know that I do. Avril says, I ain't no dumb blonde, I ain't no stupid Barbie doll. I got my game on. Watch me, watch me, watch me prove you wrong.
I want to pause. I ain't no stupid Barbie doll is really interesting because Barbie is notoriously, like, the most feminist icon. Like, she's president. Barbie is right. president, and we've never had an actual woman president. Barbie is an astronaut. Barbie is, like, all of these male-dominated fields. Barbie was it. Because the intention was to empower women with this doll.
Counterpoint.
Uh-huh.
Barbie has curves, and therefore she has to be dumb. And also she's blonde, so she's stupid, and she wears pink. So, checkmate liberals.
All right, continue. I'll take your word for it.
Well, there you go again, telling me where I belong. You put me on the bench. Don't think that I can play strong. This really sounds like it's written by a 14-year-old. So quick to condescend. Well, you think I'm empty. I'm not. You won't be so confident when I'm crushing you from the top. Ooh.
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 I think this is also interesting because none of this is about being, none of this verse is about being referred to as a dumb blonde. It's just about, like, somebody told you that you couldn't play with the big boys, you weren't a business owner, or, like, which maybe she's not, but
impossible to say.
Who knows? But that, like, it's really just saying, like, oh, this man told me to, like, stay in a woman's lane, and, like, I'm sure, in my mind, I actually don't think this is right. In my mind, this is talking about the billionaire, but I think that that's not, that timeline-wise isn't correct.
Yeah.
And so maybe the billionaire was like, I make the business decisions, and Avril's like, but I want to say, and he's like, no, but you're a woman. But, like, none of that really told us, like, dumb blonde things or stereotypes at all.
No, and then she goes on to say, I'm a babe, I'm a boss, and I'm making this money. I can flip like a switch and I cut like a blade. And it's just, this has nothing to do with being dumb, like, or a woman, frankly.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, she says she's a babe.
Right, she's a boss.
She doesn't have a point of view that makes any sense to me on this.
Explain further.
Because she's like, you think that I can't do anything because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Here's a bunch of stuff I can do that really is sort of divorced from that utterly.
Yes.
But also I'm a woman, like, I don't know, she seems like she's taking on a misogynistic perspective. I almost wonder, was she simply called dumb and she was like, I'm not a dumb girl? Mm-hmm. And she made it like a woman thing?
Yeah, it...
I'm not dumb like a girl. You know what I mean?
I do struggle to believe that anybody would actually call another human being in... I mean, when was this? Like, 2017? This was pretty recent.
Yeah.
That somebody in this day and age would call somebody else a dumb blonde. Like, that's a really old stereotype that we kicked right to the curb when Legally Blonde came out. Like, we're past it.
Yes. Reese Witherspoon...
single-handedly
destroyed every stereotype of blondes.
Yes. And so it's just, that's just such a turn of phrase. Like, dumb blonde is such a turn of phrase that doesn't exist anymore. Like, the, all those dumb blonde jokes from when we were, like, in elementary school, those stayed in elementary school.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I think that stereotype comes from, like, thinking that women who care about their appearance are stupid, which I don't think is a stereotype that's particularly, like, in common parlance mm-hmm. anymore. I don't know that people believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that people who focus on their appearance are often or ever necessarily dumb. I mean, they might be, but I do often think that there's like a level of insecurity, and also like it contributes to this idea that like women have to and can physically look a certain way that isn't natural. And I don't like that, because then it like that trickles down to everybody, and now you're making life harder for everybody. Which I think I've said before in some variation of this podcast, but I also think not necessarily that like women who care about their appearance are perceived as dumb, but I do think that often like men will be like, they assume that somebody that they're attracted to is dumb because they want to have power, and then they're attracted to blondes. The last two people I went on a date with, both of them were like, well, my normal type is blonde. Even if they were like, that's not actually something I would like consider to be my type or whatever, like, or, and they in both these situations were like, they were asking me out, like I was doing 0% of the pursuing at first. They like blonde, like men like blondes, like, I don't know, I know. And so with Avril here, I do really question that someone actually called her dumb blonde. I think it makes a lot more sense that probably she was just called dumb, or like just made to feel dumb, and maybe like she took that as dumb blonde, or a friend, she doesn't have friends, if she had a friend that they would be like, oh, he thinks you're a dumb blonde. I just like really, like, in what context is somebody like, you're a dumb blonde? What is the sentence there?
I don't understand it, but I feel like there's a certain kind of woman that's, I'm already off to a dangerous start with that. But I feel like sometimes, because internalized misogyny runs so deep, if you are treated not like a bro, mm-hmm. then you feel like people are treating you like you're dumb because you think women are dumb. You know what I mean?
Interesting. I would not be surprised if that is Avril's perception of things.
Right.
And why she tried so hard to be not like other girls and be right. a tomboy and be a guy's girl.
Yeah.
Alrighty, moving on. I want to pull up kind of a different vibe. We're going to go back to album number one. It's our favorite song, bitches. It's My World. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Yas, part two. Yas is my new thing. In the year of our Lord 2024, I'm saying yas.
So I think My World is a Not Like Other Girls song. In the sense that it is a Not Like Other Humans song.
Right. I'm a
salient on the yeah. images.
Yes. And I think that she is really trying to play up this concept of being quirky. And quirky is often considered like not like other girls, less so in the way in the like guys girl pick me way that we normally think about it, but more in the like manic pixie dream girl way.
Right.
And I think that that's what she's conveying here with lines like, can't help it if I space in a daze, my eyes tune out the other way. I may switch off and go in a daydream. In this head, my thoughts are deep, but sometimes I can't even speak. Would someone be and not pretend I'm off again in my world? And it's like, on the one hand, she could just be saying these things like because it's something that happens to her, but it really feels right. like she's saying I'm different because.
Yes. I think this comes not quite from not like other girls syndrome, which, well, maybe they're part and parcel. I think it's the teenage thing of realizing that you have a consciousness and for some reason thinking that you're the only person who has one of those. You're like, I'm thinking deep thoughts. And it's like, no, dog, everyone is having the literal exact same thoughts.
Yes. I'll say I can give a little, that's the chorus, I can give a little bit more evidence that this is a Not Like Other Girls song in which she says in verse one, never wore cover up, always beat the boys up. Always beat the boys up.
You're right. You're right.
Yes. So the fact that she's saying, and granted, I'm terrible and I do this too, where I'm like, I'm better because I don't wear makeup and that makes me better because I am less insecure and I'm just like being myself and I'm not putting my insecurities onto other women and making us look like we are an unattainable species. Everything I just said and then the issue that I think I'm better because of it, but I do and I'm sorry for it. So the fact that she's saying she doesn't wear makeup and will beat the boys up are both ways of her being like, I'm different than other yeah. people.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And specifically other women with the makeup line.
Yeah, what a weird time it is being a teenager. You really think this stuff.
Yeah. It's so hard. I like feel so bad for teenagers because I'm mm-hmm. like, I understand that like, your emotions and like your hormones are going in a way that like you will grow out of, but it all feels like so much right then.
Yes, the stakes feel so high about literally everything.
Yes. And like it's so sad to me that you're going to watch at least one other human go through this like under your care because like that's just so embarrassing that you have to relive.
I will say I broadly liked being a teenager. I look back and I think that a lot of the stuff I thought and did is stupid, but it's really only in retrospect. I was having a good time back then.
I think I learned a lot, like, that when something bad happens and somebody hates you, like, that isn't the end of the world. You, life will move on and it's okay.
True.
And I learned that as a teenager. And it was something that, like, then when something of that vein happened when I was 22, I was able to be like, you did survive this in the past, mm-hmm, and it was mm-hmm. fine. It wasn't great, but it was fine.
Right.
But otherwise, like, I was so scared of, like, everything. mm-hmm. And, like, you don't get any sleep because, like, one, you're, like, on this schedule that is not right for teenage bodies and not right for you. Like, I don't personally... I wake up, well, now I'm, like, all jet-lagged, and so I keep waking up at, like, 6 in the morning. But normally I wake up at, like, 8 or 9 in the morning. But, like, in high school, you're already in school. You're learning by that time. So, like, you're all sleep-deprived. Oh, I
was homeschooled. Maybe that's the whole difference, is that I was homeschooled, so I enjoyed being a teenager.
That's
that
it.
That really might be it. Like, genuinely, that might be it.
We figured it out.
Yeah. Check. I did wake up at around 8.
There we go. Like, I had to wake up, I think, at 7, like, 10, maybe, for school at 7:40.
Oh, yeah. My mom was always like, teenagers need more sleep than that.
Yes. It's a known fact that teenagers' right. circadian rhythms don't line up with the way that we right. do high school.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah. So, it's just, like, a whole mess. And I was not having a great time. And I just really wanted to be an adult. Like, I really wanted to not be at my parents' house anymore.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna pull up the obvious one, the one we've talked about 5 million times, and we're gonna talk about it 5 million more. It's Don't Tell Me.
Yeah.
It's just the issue is that literally she says, did I not tell you that I'm not like that girl, the one who gives it all away?
Yeah, and in the context of this song, it's like, how are you going to tell me the Dumb Blonde is about a hypothetical girl?
Yeah.
They're both about real girls.
And I just can't, frankly, I can't get over my theory that it, like, really doesn't make sense that she's so mad, that just that she's so mad that this man wanted to have sex with her. Because, like, it seems like they've been dating for a little bit because she says, like, you wiped my tears, got rid of all my fears. Like, those are things that take time. And then, and I'm fine. Again, if you don't want to have sex, like, don't do it. That's totally fine. Like, you don't want to be pressured and, like, you shouldn't be. Like, I hope that you're not. But you can't get this mad about it when somebody just expresses interest in having sex with you. It's, like, a thing that humans do. They have sex.
That is a frequent human thing I've noticed. There's a lot of us.
I venture to say the majority of humans, of adult humans at least, have or want to have sex. Like,
yeah, listen, I'll ask around. We'll take a poll.
So it's just really silly.
Results might surprise you.
I just really feel like this is a silly goose song.
It's a silly goose song, without a doubt.
And I just can't believe that she really put in line, I'm not like that girl. Because, like, again, having sex is normal. Like, what do you mean that girl? Like, most girls, women, should I say? Because girls felt yucky to say in that situation that I was just saying. True.
That's a good point. Excuse me, she's not like a blonde either, despite being a blonde. I'm offended that you would even think of me as a blonde or call me one.
Yeah. I tried to be blonde once. It didn't work with my skin tone.
Oh, that's fair. That's funny. I feel like you could pull off blonde.
No, my skin is ever so slightly too Jewish to pull off blonde.
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense. I got you.
Yep. All right, do you have another song? I have four more that I think...
I have three more, but these ones require a little more discussion. Like, here's the thing. We can do them quickly. We can do these quickly because I can just tell you why I think they're potentially a Not Like Other Girls song.
Okay, I'm curious if any of these are the same ones that I have on my list.
That's a good question. Mine are, like, it's not necessarily in, like, super obvious in the lyrics, but it's just my impression.
Sure.
I'll say it. Love It When You Hate Me.
Interesting. Didn't have that on my list.
Yeah. And so, like, this, the reason this is Not Like Other Girls song, this has, like, pick me energy to me. Because it's like, you don't have to treat me well. I love when you treat me badly, actually. So you should pick me over a girl with standards. I love it when you hate me.
That's really funny. I honestly always saw this song as more of just, like, a kink song. Like, it was just like a
to be clear
pride
that
song.
Is also how I see it. Like, I think this is a person who does actually like to fight with her partner.
Yeah,
but you could also view it as someone who's like, you're an asshole, but I want to date you, so I'm gonna tell you I'm fine with you being an asshole. Be mean to me.
Interesting hot takes here on What More Can I Say is Skater Boy Fan Guest.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one.
Okay, next one is Dare to Love Me.
Okay.
And this is because of my own axe to grind that I have, which is, it really annoys me. I'm thinking of a specific person when I say this. It really annoys me when people are like, I'm just, like, so different from other people. I'm so, like, inherently unlovable. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, a normal dude. I mean, this is generally a thing that dudes do.
Yeah.
Or at least that's been my experience with it, where it's like, I just, like, have all this darkness inside of me, and, like, I'm, if you even dare to love me, because I'm so unlovable, and, like, if you could even get to this, like, deep place that is my soul.
Yeah.
Ew. This is not anyone I ever dated. This is, like, just an annoying person I know.
I will say Kelly Clarkson has a similar song, although she does specify, it's called Dark Side. And the chorus is, everybody's got a dark side. Do you love me? Can you love mine? But she is specifying that everybody has this.
Right.
And so she's just saying, like, I have, like, this is mine. Like, in order to be in a partnership, we should know these things about each other. Whereas Avril's is very much like, oh, I'm so different.
Yes. I will say, I'm definitely, like, putting more of that on it than is actually in the song. But then it's, like, silly to me because it's, like, if you dare to love me, this whole thing about if you dare to love me. And then in the bridge, it says, would you love me through the darkest of nights, through our first fight? What? Like, you guys haven't
first?
Even fought yet? Yes. So it sounds like they actually have, like, the opposite of a tumultuous relationship. They have, they've never fought before. And she's like, could you even dare love me? We've never fought or anything, but.
Yeah. So the first part of the song, the, like, first verse is just about how, like, she wants to let her guard down, but she's been hurt in the past, and so it's scary to do so again. So that's really not really, like, a not like other girls verse. Like, that's normal. I get it. And then the chorus is, so don't tell me that you love me if you don't mean it. Don't say another damn word if you don't believe it. Only tell me if you care. Tell me if you care. Tell me if you care about me. Only tell me if you dare, if you dare, if you dare to love me. So I will say, from, like, an overarching lyric read, I don't necessarily think that this is that not like other girls. I think she's really more saying, like,
she's personally been hurt. I agree with you.
Yes, and that, I think, and this is a little bit of an issue, where she's saying, if you love me, then I will let my guard down and I will, like, be vulnerable
okay,
with you.
Okay, well.
But it's like, that's not how that works. You have to be vulnerable first, and that's how they fall in love.
Well, that's why it has that little bit of a, the cart is really coming before the horse, where it's like, you
yes.
need to do a ton of emotional work to get me to start doing any.
Yes. Yes.
You know, like, that's the thing that rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, that's so valid. I don't know, this is not like other girls' song, but all of everything that we've just said is very valid. And it makes it an annoying song, frankly.
Yes.
It's really not one of my favorites off that album.
No. And it's just like, it's actually funny because this is actually a little bit genuinely not like other girls from my experience, in the sense that this mostly comes from men. Where it's
yes.
like, I just have, like, a darkness inside me, and, like, you need to do so much work to get to me.
Yes.
And then I'll be like, oh, nice, babe.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, men are the worst.
And give you nothing emotionally back.
Yeah. I would like to have a boyfriend. Okay, so
you're like, I'm hearing all that and that sounds really good to me.
Yeah, it sounds great. I'll take it.
Oh,
I'm gonna go next. This one's also, I'm gonna say it's maybe not like, this is so hard to say, oh my god, it's not a not like other girl song. It's
right.
a not like that specific other girl
yes.
song.
Is this
is it girlfriend? Because what I'm saying
yes.
is girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay, great. Classic lyrics. Hey, hey, you, you, I don't like your girlfriend. No way, no way. I think you need a new one. Hey, hey, you, you, I could be your girlfriend.
No.
I know that you like me. You know it's not a secret. I want to be your girlfriend. Basically, the premise is, man has a girlfriend. She's like, hey, break up with her. Date me instead. And I think, like, the music video of this, we've all seen it. She plays both characters, and one of them is herself and cool and, like, bubblegum punk, and the other one is, like, dressed in the worst, frumpiest outfit of all time that makes her look, like, so unattractive, and why would this really hot guy be with this woman anyway? So, yeah, she's really not saying anything about, like, women in general in this song, but she is very much saying about this specific woman that this man is dating.
Yes, which is also something that she's done in a few of her songs. I think we both must have this one because it
okay.
is the most not like other girl song that she has, full stop.
More than Don't Tell Me?
Yes.
Okay, then
one
I don't
of
think
those
I'm
girls,
thinking
it's called One of Those Girls.
Oh shit, I do have that one. Yeah, I do have
yeah.
that one, obviously.
I know you're kind of girl, you only care about one thing. Who you've seen, where you've been, who's got money. I see the look in your eyes, it tells a million lies. But deep inside, I know why you're talking to him. You must be talking to him because you want something. It's like when the people on The Bachelor are like, you're here for the wrong reasons. And I just
yeah.
want to scream, they're all here for the wrong reasons. It's a TV show. What, like, what are the right reasons? Can you please explain to me what the, if it's finding love, then none of you would be here.
Right. Yeah, I will say I am watching this season of The Bachelor. I've actually never seen The Bachelor. I've seen parts of two seasons of The Bachelorette. One was JoJo's season because my roommate at the time was watching it, and I tried to watch it, and I was like, this is absolute garbage, and I couldn't do it. And then years later, I knew a contestant on The Bachelorette, and it was this crazy season where it was like the COVID season, and she like I knew picked this dude that I knew, and she picks him very early and like leaves the show, and they have to get a new bachelorette. And then I watched almost all of that season until basically the very end. And then I met one of the dudes from it, and I texted my old roommate, and I was like, hey, like, I met this guy from The Bachelorette. And she was like, yeah, Sabra, he won. And I was like, I didn't get that far. And they
Kisser.
broke up. But I'm watching this season of The Bachelor because the dude is so fucking hot. And I've one learned that if you want to know somebody's sexuality, specifically a woman's sexuality, just ask her if she thinks that Joey from The Bachelor is hot. Because if she says yes, she is straight. And if she says that man is hot, she's gay. And that's the reaction that two of my lesbian friends have had.
I'm looking him up.
Absolutely. Like, I said to my roommate, I was like, oh my God, he's so hot. And she was like, what? Like, flabbergasted. And I said it to my friend Anna, and she also was like, Sabra, he looks like the koala from Sing.
He does.
Yeah, I think
This
he's
is
hot.
very good. I don't think he's a bad looking guy.
I think
Good
he's
for
hot.
him, I say.
Turns out he's like really boring. So that kind of ruined it for me. But that's all just to say that, like, I believe a little bit more on The Bachelor that the women are there, at least a lot of them, because they, like, want this man. But that's just because, like, dating is so much harder for women than it is
That's
for
totally
men.
fair. I also think, though, with the added, like, in recent years, there's been like, you will be a very well-connected influencer if you go on this show.
Yes,
Like,
very
you will
much so.
just get Instagram sponsorships forever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, makes a lot of sense. I'll do it.
My roommate says all the time that she would crush it on The Bachelor. She is 100% gay, but she's like, I'd fucking crush it. Like, I would do so
Yeah.
well.
You have like the double, crush it on The Bachelor and then later come out and like
Yeah.
publicly, and then everyone will be like, whoa, and we like you even better now. And some
Right.
people will hate you, but that's fine. They were gonna hate you anyway.
Right, exactly. You don't want those people to love you.
Yeah.
I want to say on the chorus of one of those girls, it's she's one of those girls, nothing but trouble. Just one look, and now you're seeing double. Before you know it, she'll be gone off to the
Off to the
next
next
one.
one.
She's so good that you won't see it coming. She'll take you for a ride, and you'll be left with nothing. You'll be broken. She'll be gone off to the next one.
So
Okay,
powerful.
here's something.
Also, later it says her blonde hair, her blue eyes makes you want to die.
So, I do want to posit because I think when I listen to the song and I don't think too hard about it, I assume that Avril is talking about herself and that she's going to do this to a
That's
man.
so fun. Oh, I
Yeah.
want that to be it, but that's never occurred to me. And so I don't think that it is what it is because Avril's not subtle, but I love that.
Interesting. Yeah, like it just really feels, I get that that's none of the lyrics that we've read say that, but what kind, okay, I know your kind of girl, you only care about one thing. So she could be, oh no, she is talking to a woman, but she could hypothetically be talking to a man. Like, I know what type of girl you like.
Yes, yeah.
But then pre-chorus, I know what you're all about. I really hope he figures it out. No, she's definitely talking. Yeah, I'm wrong. She's
I would
absolutely
love
like
that to be true.
berating a woman for
Yeah, and also
dating a
later
man.
she says, it's a game, she keeps playing around with your head. She's so insane, she's the one to blame. We
Yeah.
love calling women crazy. Also, I'm a little disappointed that it's you'll be broken, she'll be gone, because I always thought it was you'll be broke and she'll be gone. And I'm gonna say that's what it is, because I like it.
Yeah, I think if I'm just listening to the song, that's also what I hear.
And it makes more sense.
It makes sense because the whole premise is like she's a gold digger.
Yes.
So I think that
Taking
that's
all you want.
right. Also, it's not like Avril put these lyrics in herself. Like, we don't know.
It's true.
Yeah, this is a wild song.
It is.
Produced by Derek Whibley. Written by Evan Taubenfeld and
Oh.
Avril Lavigne. all of the skater boys wrote this song because they all had terrible experiences with women, is my guess.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay.
Dude, Avril was so blonde, too.
Yes.
So undeniably blonde.
But it's not her natural hair color.
No. No, her hair color is, like, the same as mine. It's, like, honey color.
Yeah, it's like a strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pull up my favorite song. I feel like this is really obviously a Not Like Other Girls song, although it's also a Getting Out of This Town song. It is Rock and Roll!
Yeah.
It's very obvious. I don't care about my makeup. I like it better with my jeans all ripped up. I don't care if I'm a misfit. I like it better than the hipster bullshit.
Wow, that really is of a time, huh?
I know. Call it a bad attitude, dude. I ain't ever gonna cover up that tattoo. Don't care about a reputation. Must be living in the wrong generation. It's just like thing after thing after thing of like, other women wear makeup and they have nice jeans, but I don't. Even though ripped jeans are actually a trend and everybody wears them.
Yes. I love I Was Born in the Wrong Generation when you're talking about music. It's so confusing because it's like you could just listen to it now. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
And also, it's not like the fandom is dead. Like, there's many, like, I was born in the wrong generation. I didn't get to listen to the Beatles, a band that everyone listens to still and talks about frequently.
At least with the Beatles, they're largely dead. By that, I mean, I think maybe half of them.
You made it sound like you were like, thank God they're mostly dead.
No.
I would hate to live in a world with more than two Beatles.
No, I just meant that you can't see them on tour. But like,
my mom saw Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney.
You can also, like, I think still see the Rolling Stones maybe still tour. Green Day definitely still tours.
I saw Green Day and it was not a good show, but...
Really? Recently?
I saw them within, probably at this point, like, 10 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Because I'm old.
Interesting.
Just kidding. I'm quite young. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, but you're a mom, which inherently makes you old.
Facts. That's what happens. That's so true.
Yeah. Sorry to say, that's how life works. You're young until the second you have a baby, and then all of a sudden you're old.
Yeah. That's so true. Sorry, teen moms.
Yeah, 16, you're old, so sorry. You're old now.
What's funny, though, is that I think it was partially because I saw them at, like, an amphitheater, and I was, like, way up in the nosebleeds, and they are not a band who... just cares if you're far away from them. If you're far away from them, they do not make any effort to engage with you. And
interesting.
You can just be far away. And you might as well have just listened to a Green Day album from home. And I've seen other bands where I've been in the nosebleeds and like they've done things to make those people feel connected to the show. Green Day did not care.
Is this the same amphitheater that we were seeing Avril Lavigne at?
No, it's a different one. I saw that at Barclays Center.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm just not a live music person, so I can't really feel the, like, wow, I so wish I saw this person live. The only thing that I wish I saw live was when Kelly Clarkson was doing a concert of the music that was coming out on her most recent album before the album dropped, because they put clips of it online, like, professionally shot, and she does all this, like, explanation of, like, the songs that I really like, and I would have liked to hear more of them. And there's some really, like, there's a special moment where she had this song called Piece by Piece that was about, like, how her dad was terrible for leaving, but her husband was great, and he made her believe in men again, and then her husband obviously left. And so she had a line in this album of, like, by the way, piece by piece, I found out my hero's me. And to be in the room for, like, that moment, I think would have been very fun.
Yeah, that's true.
And people did, like, you can see in the video, people, like, start cheering at that moment. And I was like, that would have been cool. But other than that, I don't really get it. And also, again, most of these old bands, like, keep touring for a very long time. And you can still see them. Just not the Beatles, but...
But you can see the individual members of the Beatles who are still out there.
I have one more song. Do you have any more?
I have an honorable mention. Avril's famous Head Above Water song, Let's Get Weird. I somehow, like...
Again, that often, just sounds kinky.
Well, it is when you listen to it. It truly is. But then it has lines like, tell me you... Wait.
They're so hard to read because she says things in such a weird way. Tell me you want it like this all day because I'm not afraid to flaunt it. Like, ew. That I'm a lot of prima donna. I'm multifaceted, okay? It's just so weird to be like, I'm a prima donna and I'm multifaceted.
She also says it's supersonic. And there's the whole thing is just her weird Avril phrasing. Just read the lyrics to this. Listen to this song. We're not going to read it on the podcast, but just listen to it.
All right. The song that I don't remember why I put this on here is also from her first album. It is Anything But Ordinary.
Oh, yeah. I thought about putting this, but I just like this song.
I immediately remember why I put it on my list. Because the first verse is, sometimes I get so weird, I even freak myself out. I laugh myself to sleep. It's my lullaby. Sometimes I drive so fast just to feel the danger. I want to scream. It makes me feel alive. And again, she could just be saying all of this as like, this is a fact of me. But like, it really feels like she's being like, I'm quirky because of this. I'm different.
That's 100% what she's doing. And she sounds like Bella from the second Twilight movie. She's trying to get Edward to contact her or whatever. And so she's like going off with a guy on a motorcycle for no reason.
I've never seen it and I don't intend to, but I'll take your word for it.
Here's my thing about the Twilight movies. The first one's like actually kind of a good movie.
Are you about to just say that Breaking Dawn shouldn't have been split into two parts? Because you did already say this on the podcast.
Well, no, I just think that it's weird the progression of how they go, where like the first one's a pretty good movie, the second one is a good movie until they go to Italy, and then the next two are just the worst cinema I've ever seen. It's just crazy because the budget gets bigger and the movies get worse.
Yeah. They also get less time potentially to like write the script, maybe.
Well, then they could have done, again, they could have done one movie when they did two.
True. Okay, I also have, I'm not going to call it an honorable mention because it's not a Not Like Other Girls song. What it is a like opposite of a song that we've mentioned here today. So we've mentioned Don't Tell Me, in which she says, I'm not like other girls because I'm not going to have sex with you. Mm. Now I'm going to pull up a song called Give You What You Like.
Oh, no.
In which the lyrics are, and if you give me what I want, then I'll give you what you like. Please tell me I'm your one and only, or lie and say at least tonight.
No.
I've got a brand new cure for lonely, and if you give me what I want, then I'll give you what you like.
Oh, I hate it. This is Dear Future Husband.
I don't think it's Dear Future Husband. What I do think is that it's a song of, if you pretend to like me, I'll suck your dick.
Which is also kind of what Dear Future Husband is, I'm sorry.
Is that what
I... Dear Future Husband, if you want to get that special lovin', I mean, what else? It's just, that's what
it
is. Yeah.
I guess more so I thought Dear Future Husband was like just setting out ground rules for your relationship, but insane ground rules.
Insane ground rules, and they do have the carrot on the end of the stick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the same way that this song does, but this song is just more explicit about it.
Yeah. Dear Future Husband is such a wild song. It's Meghan Trainor, if anybody's. So no one thinks that we're still talking about Avril in that moment.
I could see it being Avril, though. I hate to say it, but I could.
I'm going to give Avril credit. I don't think she would ever write something as bad as Dear Future Husband. It's lyrically a mess.
It is.
In a way.
It is lyrically a mess, but also read the lyrics to Let's Get Weird. They're in front of me right now.
Okay, go.
Oh, no. I'm just gonna let the listener read them.
Sure.
I do think Dear Future Husband is worse, but I don't think that Avril is like so far above it, you know?
She's not that. She's not like the Beatles compared to Meghan Trainor, but like, just bring that up again. But like, I'm gonna pull it up, guys. We have a little bit of time, and I'm pulling up the lyrics to Dear Future Husband because they're so incredibly bad. They, like, don't even rhyme at parts.
I'm sure that there are a lot of Dear Future Husband lyrics I don't know, so.
Sure. Okay, so it's Dear Future Husband, here's a few things you'll need to know if you want to be my one and only all my life. Take me on a date, I deserve it, babe, and don't forget the flowers every anniversary, because if you'll treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife, buying groceries, buying what you need. You got the 9-to-5, but baby, so do I, so don't be thinking I'll be home baking apple pies. I never learned to cook, but I can write a book, sing along with me, sing along with me. You gotta know how to treat me like a lady, even when I'm acting crazy. Tell me everything's all right. All right, I'll say that pre-chorus is very Avril.
Yes, a lot of this has been very Avril. She wouldn't say the apple pie thing, and she wouldn't say the groceries thing, but other than that, this could be an Avril song. I actually feel very vindicated in this moment.
Dear future husband, here's a few things you'll need to know if you want to be my one and only all my life. Dear future husband, if you want to get that special love,
she has a song about this.
Tell me I'm beautiful each and every night. After every fight, just apologize, and maybe then I'll let you try and rock my body right. Oh no.
Yeah, this is an Avril song.
Even if I was wrong, you know I'm never wrong. Why disagree? Why disagree? And then the bridge is, the second chorus says, Dear future husband, make time for me, don't leave me lonely, and no, we'll never see your family more than mine, which does not rhyme with the rhyme scheme, and, like, it's just an insane thing to say to somebody.
It is funny, though, I will say.
And then the bridge is, I'll be sleeping on the left side of the bed, open doors for me, and you might get some kisses. And it literally says, you might get some ... kisses, yeah. Which is, and here's the thing is, Megan is, like, older when she's writing this song, and that line is 18-year-old Avril writing the song that we all know that I can't think of the name of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
We all know. Don't have a dirty mind, just be a classy guy, buy me a ring, buy me a ring, babe.
I'm sorry, just be a classy guy sounds like Avril.
Yeah. I think not enough of the song rhymes, and Avril would do better. And that's my hot take.
Yeah. I think that Avril would write a marginally better version of this. But this, functionally the identical song.
Yes. But I will say, give you what you like has a wildly different vibe. Because, like, Dear Future Husband is really, like, poppy, and Give You What You Want isn't.
Yes. And it's that, like, sort of... the whole music video is like, 1950s housewife.
Right.
Which is not Avril's vibe.
No, not Avril's vibe at all. But I just think it's so, so, so wild for Avril to have written this song. And again, people grow up and change. And, like, I get that. And I'm not, like, blaming her or anything. It's just difficult for my brain to comprehend that the same person who flips the fuck out when a man is like, hey, I think it might be nice if we had sex sometime, because that's a way that humans connect, and I think you're really attractive, and I would like to develop this physical intimacy with you. I'm making all that up. But... yeah, she berates this man. And then for her a couple years later to be like, you know what? I'll do fucking anything as long as you, like, tell me I'm pretty.
Oh, this is the problem with being a pick-me gang. You get to bad places. It's not good. I also want you to know that I still have Let's Get Weird pulled up on Genius, and it says, you might also like Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Hey, I don't think those songs have anything to do with each other.
That's really funny. Alrighty, guys. This has been another episode of What More Can I Say, a Skater Boy fan cast.
Can I make it any more obvious?